B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
All rise. ROR Morning Court is now in session.
Order, order.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Morning Court is in session today. It's Couples Court. Every once in a while, this happens where we get a couple who have a little bit of an issue that they can't resolve, and they've come to Morning Court to see if we can help them out. So
yeah.
Let's say good morning to Paul and Katie. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Hey, Katie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Good
okay,
morning.
Good, good. Okay, well, Paul is a little campy.
Not in that fun way. Where we get
Katie's
to watch
not.
Pose on the Saturday night.
Paul, what's going on? What's this about, guys?
All right, well, listen, I love to camp. I mean, I grew up camping with the family, going away on weekends, you know. It's a great little family vacation. And I want to take my family now camping. I mean, it's fun. It's cheap. We can get away quickly on a weekend, you know, no reservations to make, nothing like that.
Right.
Kids are perfect age. To me, it's perfect timing. You know, what a great location we're in. I mean, go up to Maine, go to Cape.
Yeah.
So many things we can do, you know, just to get away, a cheap, easy, fun weekend.
Okay.
And,
all right. So
yeah.
The problem is Katie.
She doesn't want to do it. She doesn't want to do it.
Why not, Katie?
I don't want to do it. First of all, I'm not outdoorsy. He knew this when we got together.
Okay. Describe not outdoorsy.
Not outdoorsy? I don't like being outside.
Okay.
I hear you.
Oh, boy. I don't understand why after years of civilization evolving, we want to just go out and sleep outside. That's not something. So he wants to get a camper. Okay.
Yeah.
It's me. It's him. We've got two young kids. I already do everything at home.
Right.
Surprise, surprise. Oh, look, I get to cook on a smaller stove.
There's some charm to it now, Katie.
Is there? Is there?
You're under the stars.
Really?
It's quiet. You get to
open a window at home. Or open a window at a restaurant. Even better.
Don't even get me started on the bathroom.
Paul, it's nice because, like I said, you're outside and the kids, they get out of the house and off their phones, right?
Yeah, I mean, be adventurous, honey. Come on. Let's try something different. You know, get out of the hotel scene a little bit.
Adventurous, you know what's great about a hotel? They do the dishes for you.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'll do, if it's about the dishes, I'll do the dishes. I mean, I'll
that was easy.
Yeah.
I'll do the cooking. It's sort of a little bar. We can even have a barbecue out there, you know? But come on, listen. We get to relax under the stars. The kids, what a great experience.
With the bugs, with the wildlife in the forest.
Wow. Yeah.
Why are you going to the negative right away? Listen, you can sit down, you know, take a lounge chair, you read a book, you go swimming. I'll take the
serial killer.
Katie.
All right.
Katie, I'm with her.
Way too much Dateline. Way too much Dateline, Katie.
Wrong.
Katie, maybe the thing is, and Paul too, what if you're just trying to take too big a bite of the apple, Paul? You don't want to buy a camper. Maybe you just either rent one or try a tent.
Are you kidding me?
No.
How about
definitely not going in a tent?
Right. Okay. Wait,
opposite. It's got to be a camper. There's no way she's going to be in a tent.
Okay.
How about
pushing it?
All right.
You go glamping the first time. Ease into it. It's like a crossover. It's like a hotel, but kind of outside. And then, like, if you like that, maybe you can go descend into horrifying camping. You know what I mean.
Glamping.
Yeah. What does the bathroom look like?
I know, exactly. Is it indoors? Does it
you
have, like, double
funny?
Sinks?
If we were to, you know, just to dive in a little bit deeper with you guys, you're so opposite here with the type of activities you like to do. Are you on sync everywhere else, so to speak? I mean, it's all good?
I think it's all good. I think this is just something different I want to bring to the relationship.
Okay.
Something, you know, something I did growing up. I want my kids to do it. And I know, come on, I knew this going into this relationship that she was not a camping person. But, God, give it a try. You know, you got to expand yourself a little bit here and there, you know?
Mm-hmm. Katie?
I don't have to expand outside.
Okay. Okay. <No? laughs> Yes. All right. Look, guys, I don't know. Maybe there's a compromise. And LBF says try glamping.
You say try a tent.
Well, wait,
which is why Bob's wife never goes camping.
Yeah. She's more of a glamper. Yeah, that's for sure. So listen, guys, we're going to have a lot of folks chime in. Maybe they can come up with an idea. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe there's something that'll work for both. Or maybe you just go alone. What do you think about that?
I could take the kids and give her a break for the weekend.
Yeah.
You go out to the woods with the kids and I get the house to myself.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know, I'm sure I might be able to find somebody else out there that enjoys camping.
Yeah, one of those wood serial killers, I'm sure.
There it is.
I think we just ended a relationship.
Yeah, we did. Congratulations.
Took us four minutes to kill. Wow. Okay. All right, guys. Look, go to your separate corners and turn the radio up because I think folks might chime in. Maybe people who had the same experience, they tried it, they liked it, or maybe they tried it, didn't like it. Either way, stay tuned, okay?
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. 888-410-1057. Thanks, guys. Stay tuned.
Thank you very much. All right.
Is there compromise with these two? I don't know.
You know what I like to say?
Yeah.
People who like camping have never been to a Fairmont.
Well, I think you and Katie are.
Yeah, we could go together.
Fast friends there. But he's passionate about it. And I kind of feel bad for him because it's something he really wants to do, and she's not at all into it. So let's see if we can help these guys out. Maybe just help them stay together.
Yeah, let's save their marriage.
Let's save that first. 888-410-1057. Morning Court is in session. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. 753, kind of a couples court today. Katie doesn't want anything to do with camping at all. But her husband, Paul, says, come on.
Yep.
Give it a shot. I'll do whatever it takes to get her to try it once. But LBF, I know you agree with her. It's just nothing you want to get involved with. So why even open that camper door, right?
No, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go to the phone. See if we can help out. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Janet.
Hi, Janet. What are you, any advice today?
Well, I don't mind camping, first off, but I think to compromise, if they've been going to hotels and doing everything she likes to do, it's give and take. I think she should be able to do it at least one in her time in her life. It's not going to kill her.
That's what I think.
It's not going to kill her.
He's doing everything for her. I mean, he'll even put the marshmallow on the stick for her.
It's still a marshmallow on a stick.
That's more than I would do.
Oh, jeez. That alone would make me not want to camp with you. Just the s'more jokes. You want s'more, LBF? No thanks, Bob.
All right, fine. Okay. Uncle Joe. What do you got, Uncle Joe? What do you say?
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, my only one good comment is when you go camping, the sex is intense.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
Okay.
That's disgusting.
Have a great day, everyone.
That's good stuff, Uncle Joe.
Oh, it's so funny how we have different ideas. Like, that's good stuff. I'm like, that's disgusting.
How was it? It was intense.
It was intense.
I love it. All right.
Of course you do. It's a bad joke.
888-410-1057. Let's see if we can help this happy couple stay happy. Happy campers.
Happy campers.
We want happy campers, don't we? ROR, good morning. Who's this?
This is Pete from Weymouth.
Oh, Pete, what do you say?
I was going to say, there's actually some campgrounds out there. There's one in Middleboro and one in Foxborough that actually have log cabins with beds and air conditioning and your own private bathroom.
Are you kidding? That's a good start.
I've been there.
Yes.
I've been there.
Are there TVs?
I don't think there are.
No TV, but what do you want? I mean,
I agree.
Hotel, that's what I want.
Yeah. No, I don't want TV. I want some roughing it. That's good stuff. Yeah. I think
that's about as close as we're going to get.
Right. Just try it.
Yeah, there's a KOA campground in Middleboro.
Okay.
There's a website, shows the cabins, everything.
You writing that down?
I'll check it out. I'm not going, but I'll look at it.
That's a nice one down there.
Thanks, Peter. Yeah. Sean, what kind of advice do you have for our happy couple today?
Good morning. So Katie has to try it at least once.
Yes. Yes.
I did it with my wife years ago when the kids were younger, and we were in the woods. We were in a tent.
Mm-hmm.
And to this day, the sheer sight of a pine needle sends her climbing a tree. I mean, she is just freaked out by anything to do with the woods, the tenting, camping, and trust me, she has to try it once, though. Then she can say, I never want to do this again.
I agree. That's absolutely right. You try it once, and then you can say, that wasn't for me.
Okay, I see.
Oh, yeah, no.
All right, thank you. Sheila, any advice today?
Hey.
Hi, Sheila. Good morning.
I do. Good morning. I'm not a big fan of camping, but we go to a place in New Hampshire, and it's on a lake, and it's beautiful, and it's very rustic cabins.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of like camping indoors with running water in toilets, but it's extremely
rustic.
But
also spiders and animals.
But it smells campy, right?
It does. No, you walk on the beach. It's completely camping. It's in the woods.
I want to know where this place is.
We've been going every year. It's fantastic, but the cabins, they're very rustic.
And, love it.
You know, there's maybe spiders.
Oh, yeah. What lake is it?
It's in the woods.
What lake is it?
It's Lake Winnesquam.
Oh, Winnesquam. I know Lake Winnesquam.
Is it like Winnipesaukee and
big,
Squam Lake?
It's big,
Lake,
but not as big as the Passaic.
Okay.
It's a Squam.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. It's much nicer
it's
than
Winnipesaukee. Hotel on Squam Lake.
Thank you, Sheila.
With a fireplace.
Yeah, no. See, that. I think we're getting to the nub of it.
Really?
If we can compromise, if she can do something like that, she might find that she likes it. Right?
Maybe.
Could be intense.
It could be intense.
We don't know.
You're such an animal.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Okay. Morning Court was really fun today because what I think is our couple, Paul and Katie, there might be a deeper issue than the camping thing. They're so polar opposite on this.
Yeah.
I can't believe a couple would disagree this much.
Right? I feel like camping is a very polarizing issue within marriages.
And
much like infidelity.
But last time we talked, Katie didn't want to compromise.
No.
Right?
Right. And
so that's the problem. What? She should at least try it for a weekend. Whatever. You might grow to like it.
Maybe, but...
Okay. Let's see. Who's up first, Brian?
Linda.
Linda, what do you say?
Yeah, no on the camping.
I love it. Tell me everything.
No on the camping.
LB, I'm going with you.
Right?
When my kids... I have four kids, and when they were younger... My kids are now adults. They were younger. Their dad wanted to go camping. And I think the same as you, Albie. I do not want to do dishes. I do not want to cook. I do not want anything. If it's my
but
vacation,
it's so important to
I
him.
I want to breathe.
He wants to do
this. Yes, Dad.
Huh?
there's compromise. But the glamping sounds a little better. But if you're still cooking and you're still having to do all the chores, it is not a vacation for you. So if you want to go with somebody else, feel free.
Right?
Okay.
I know.
The idea of having... Right, the idea of having the house to myself, fabulous. No laundry,
yeah. That's not helping, though.
Oh, no,
all right, we got to run, Linda.
Took a side, I like it.
Chrissy, what advice do you have for our happy couple today?
The happy couple, valid points on both. First of all, I would love to have a man buy me a camper. I am an outdoorsy girl, but ooh. I do get it, and it is a lot of work. So the compromise is he should rent a cabin for just them two. For the weekend, leave the kids at home, give her a break, barbecue for her, give her some, little cabin nookie for the weekend.
Okay.
Treat her right.
Did you hear that,
LBF?
Yeah.
And then she might like, oh, hey, this isn't bad. Then bring her into the horror that camping is.
Yes, right, exactly. It's like dating and then marriage.
it's a lot of work. But so worth it. I love camping.
Okay.
I
can
love,
tell.
Love
you like the.
I like how she's knows how to like lure the victim into the situation.
Yes, lure the victim. Okay,
so
Chrissy.
You know what I mean? So,
thanks,
thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Tammy, any advice today?
We've been camping for about 4 or 5 years, and we absolutely love it. Campgrounds offer so much for
kids to do.
Yes.
I mean, they have playgrounds.
And they have kids.
They have, yeah. But that's what, they do have kids.
Let's just do it.
They have the rental campers
because
mm-hmm. you don't want to jump into it because it can get very expensive.
Yeah.
So if they set up, you know, with renting one and just there's so much for kids to do.
Now, Tammy, you brought up the biggest, most salient point, and that is do it for the children.
What?
It's for the children.
Absolutely. We do everything for the children. Why should I go on vacation where I don't want to go?
Well, I don't know if you like beaches or if you like mountains, but
like, I like room service.
We go to a campground that's across the street.
Tammy, help me up to lost cause. Just don't no. Don't
yeah, even. She's tough. She's tough.
Forget about her, okay? We're talking about Paul and Kate.
All right, okay,
she's
okay.
She's a lost cause.
So I say try it.
All
I mean,
right.
Your husband really wants to do it, and I'm telling you, you'll make memories for years for your children.
There it is. Thank you, Tammy. I couldn't agree more. Have a great day.
You guys have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, guess who's back on Couples Court today? We have Paul and Katie. Paul loves to camp. Katie, not her idea of... roughing it is no room service. So
yep.
have you guys come up with a compromise?
Yeah. You want to tell them?
Go ahead. What's the deal?
Okay. I'm going to try it. We're going to go 2 days, just two, mm-hmm. in a camper.
Uh-huh.
He's going to do every single dish.
Oh, my God.
He's going to cook every single meal.
All right.
Okay.
And so help me if I hate it, we pack up right there and I never do it again.
Paul?
I like it.
Paul, are those acceptable terms, Paul?
Well, yeah, it's really acceptable because I'm going to have a case of the red wine she likes. So I'm
case.
Just
going
to like it
so
really.
She won't
quickly.
Remember a thing.
That's right. You loved it.
Nope.
More wine.
Wine.
You loved it.
I am there. I'm leaving you.
Well, I can't wait to hear. Yeah, no heels. You won't be needing those. Hey, stay in touch, guys. And I'm glad we've at least come to some agreement.
Yeah.
We
like
saved,
we
a,
saved
marriage.
A marriage. Can this marriage be saved?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. That's funny. Thanks, guys. Have a great
Thank
weekend.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate it.
Wow. He's a good guy, Paul. I like Paul.
She's a good person because she's agreeing to this.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. She's saying, I'll do it for a week and I'll
She's got some pretty tough terms there.
I like
though.
Him.
I mean,
she's a good
like
negotiator.
He's going to cook everything, clean every dish. Why is he wanted there? I just
there
asking.
It is, everybody. There it is.
Just
I'm
asking.
Just going to let that lie.
Just asking.
And
for
just let it sit there.
You think?
Yeah.
It's like, boy, she sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh,
all righty then.
All right, there you have it. There you have it.
Okay.
That frontal lobe on the fritz again.
It was,
yep.
right? It was. My
yeah.
bad. I said that. Okay.
Yeah,
I don't know. For me, I'm going to paraphrase Steel Magnolias.
There
I'd
go.
Rather have 1 week. And at the Four Seasons than a lifetime of vacations in tents.
So. All right.
But that's me.
That is you. It's 8:31. Hey, Dirty Laundry coming up in
yes.
5 minutes.
Yep.
Okay.
Tom Cruise won't let Kevin Bacon in his house, and we'll tell you why.
Good reason. 105.7 WROR, 80s and more. The Boss, Dancing in the Dark. He's got it. That's it. You could be camping and dancing in the dark.
Dancing
in the moon.
Bathroom.
You could be dancing in the moonlight. Could be fun.
Yeah.
Well, Katie is going to try. In case you missed Morning Court, Katie and Paul called. He wants to take her camping. But boy, she signed quite a deal.
I know. She's a great negotiator.
Tom Brady's her agent.
Yep.
Good grief.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to get, he's going to do all the cooking, all the dishes, everything, just to bring her along to see if she likes it. Okay?
Are you, with that.
You're not sold yet?
I'm still not sold, even with all that.
We're going to take a last witness.
Oh, really?
Okay, I think this might sell you, according to what Deb says. She's had this same experience. Right, Deb?
I had bad experiences camping, meltdowns and everything, and we've been doing it now for 20 years. And you know, those meltdown ones are the ones my kids thought were the best weekends we ever had.
Wow, you
so
melted down.
I melted down. I sat on a wet tent, packed it all up at 10 at night while he was in the shower. He had no clue where his site was because I was done.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's funny.
It brings out a certain woman in you when you camp.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you, he said it was going to be fine. We're going to be fun. 7 days into the rainy week, Oh. He came back, and it took him 4 days to pack the car to go away. It took me 15 minutes to get it ready to go home.
Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Okay, Deb. Now, but since then, you've grown to really?
Oh, yeah. We went from tents to pop-ups and to now we're in a camper. And you know what? I can't wait till the two of us can go away camping. Look and my kids are now camping, and they're like, Mom, this is a lot of work.
Right.
I said, yeah, it was.
Stockholm syndrome is what it is.
No stop.
We had, you know, all the bad times they thought were fantastic. I mean,
great?
Even the grandchildren think the bad days are the best weekends. And I'm looking at them like, really? But now, she should give it a try because it really is a whole world of difference.
Look
it's
at
not
that.
Sitting in a hotel with three kids that don't know what to do with themselves after 9 o'clock.
That is the worst. I don't like that.
You know, campgrounds have activity for kids.
Yeah.
New friends, new horizons, new everything.
You're sold now, right, Albie?
Oh, yeah,
right.
This is Katie's worst fear.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Deb. Great advice.
Have a good day.
You
Bye.
Too.
Bye.
Look at that. There's Deb who went in just like Katie did.
Yeah.
20 years later, they love it. Best stories of families all share.
It's called mind control. Brainwashing.
Yeah, you were brainwashed to go to hotels.
Yeah.
Well, I was not brainwashed. That doesn't make much.
Okay.
Nope.
Brian, now, is that something you would like to do with your wife, Kate?
My wife is, she's on Katie's side. She does not. Mostly because I tell her stories about when I went camping with my family as a kid.
Yeah.
And they're all horror stories. And she's like, why would we want to do that? Like the time we found out why they call it the Snake River.
Listen,
oh, boy.
No one fights at the Four Seasons.
That's funny. Well, hopefully, maybe your wife was listening too, Brian. And Kate heard that.
I doubt.
So you're great with Katie. Anyway, that's Morning Court. If you missed anything, it was a great one today. You can check out the podcast at WROR.com. It's all right there for you, right as you go. Don't forget, Journey plays at 10 for another $500.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.